So last week we had some friends visiting, and I noticed that in the morning, after everybody got their, you know, coffee or tea or whatever, everyone was in the world of the internet. I mean, I guess we go on to check in, to see what's happening, to stay in tune with friends or business or politics, a way to not become invisible. But doing that is just spinning in a circle, isn't it? Staying in the same swirl of social and business. I mean, I find I'm always seeing my other friends having a lot more fun than I am. So how do we feed ourselves, be in our own world, whatever that is that doesn't involve anybody else, a more secure world of us? I really got thinking about all of this. It so dominates us. So I decided to write a piece I call Invisible. I'm going to read it to you now. Somehow, along the way, I've lost myself. I don't work full time, so it's up to me to manage myself. Hasn't been going that well. I've lost myself in the world of my computer, a world outside of me. I check on friends, I check on Donald, I think about what my husband and I should do socially. I shop, I peruse. I feel that if I don't keep up, I'll become invisible. If I don't keep up with friendships, they'll fade away. If I don't follow popular culture, I'll be obsolete. If I don't entertain, I won't be entertained. But I realize that in being a participating part of the world of the internet, I've lost my world, Mary's world. What's in that world that has nothing to do with other people or places or thing, that world that's separate, that's only about me. I mean, for me, that has to do with writing. That's the world that fills me up, that I need to feed my soul. If I don't have that, the world of me, I'll be depleted, won't have anything to give to the world at large. Then why am I afraid to take time for that world, to do things I love that no one else knows about? Why do I become an adjunct to my computer so I can be visible? Why am I afraid to sign out and sit in my own store where no one comes in? I'm not sure, but I'm bored out here waiting for you to notice me. So I'm going back inside. I hope I won't fade into oblivion. But if I do, at least I'll have me.